2019 QCEO Executive Team Network Conference here in Amelia Island, Florida,
yes,
on the East Coast of this fine country. And in the studio lounge is Mary Leonardi from DDJ Myers. How are you, Mary?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. Yeah. How's the conference going for you guys?
It's good. It's really good.
Yeah?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. The keynote speaker this morning was just
That's what I heard.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Motivational. Neat guy. We got to meet him afterwards.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Right on. Yeah. I actually had him in here interviewing, and he had some really great things to say. I mean, some really simple stuff that we don't think about, that he kind of transferred from his professional sports career into business.
Right, yeah.
And like, that works.
The
Are
basics.
You kidding me?
Yeah,
exactly. Well, watch for it on CU Broadcast.
Yes, absolutely.
Indeed. So, all right, and you and Peter Myers were in there talking. You guys did a session called Blind Spots in Succession Planning.
Yes.
This is kind of a new twist on succession planning.
Right.
So, what are some blind... Let's get right to it. What are some blind spots that... That we're missing here?
Yeah, you know, some of the blind spots that we addressed were, especially for my piece of it anyway, Peter could probably speak to his, but, you know, the demographic of females making up the board in the succession, look at that, or females raising their hands for CEO positions in the candidate space within that, and why don't they, or why do they, and what is kind of, you know, that demographic in the projection of that.
Yeah, kind of a diversity message,
if you will.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And that is a blind spot. The diversity message is a blind spot.
And that is a very hot topic in our industry right now.
Absolutely.
So it is white hot, and rightfully so. So how do we avoid them? How do credit unions avoid these blind spots? I think the obvious question is like, okay, recognize the people that need to be recognized, basically.
I think like today, the communication, having the conversation, you know, thinking about the process of the whys of it, and then going back and maybe absolutely putting some of that in place, and then going back and questioning and having those conversations as to what maybe you heard here today. We've had some great feedback as to that already.
Yeah, tell me about some feedback that you guys, because before the recording, you were telling us about one of the ladies in there had a really interesting story to share.
Yeah.
So do you want to share that?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was really neat. We were, you know, just after the presentation, one of the ladies pulled me aside, and a diverse female. And she said, you know, Mary, because I know her credit union where she comes from, actually placed her CEO many years ago. And he brought her over from another credit union. She said, you know, is there, the question for her was, why aren't women raising their hands for these CEO positions? And what are you seeing in that? And then she said, you know, because of what you guys brought out today, it makes me really want to maybe raise my hand. And so how are you seeing the candidate base coming forward and doing that? And why or why not are they?
Yeah.
And so just probing those questions today made her say, well, maybe I do want to do that.
Awesome.
So
I like
really
those stories. Yeah,
yeah,
I like that story. What are some results type information? You said you had some results type information as well, besides that great story from that lady say, you know what, I'm going to raise my hand now, which is awesome.
And then she will bring in some of her colleagues potentially too as well. And
okay, good.
Going to do some stuff around her credit union as a result of that. But then too, you know, I had another gentleman come to me and say, you know, can we have a conversation so I can look at building my resume and driving my career towards the path of raising my hand for a CEO position as well. So just a lot of those types of conversations afterwards.
Okay, good stuff for sure. All right, I know this is kind of the obvious question, but why is this so important to credit unions in today's day and age? What's the significance here?
The demographics, you know, and the statistics that we brought in today, you know, it's eye-opening to kind of see, you know, as a whole, the credit union base, I think, does a very good job in the diversity and the succession piece. But then, too, whenever you see those numbers, it's just eye-opening for us to make sure that we're in the innovative idea of the world and other industries.
Yeah, I've heard the inclusivity has been proven that companies perform better when you have a more diverse board, executive team, staff, what have you.
Well, the ROI, you know, Peter brought a good point of that, and one of his pieces was, you know, the leadership, female leadership that you have on some of your boards or your CEOs, it's proven that you do have some return on that.
So why don't women Why, like this one lady who stood up and said, why, is there a reason behind?
She made a great point to me that I really hadn't even thought about, and we may do some numbers on that, but she said, you know, Mary, I'm always trying to check my boxes. I'm a mother. You know, I want to make sure that I'm checking these boxes at home mm-hmm. before I can raise my hand for mm-hmm. that. And so I may have already have been there before.
Okay.
But I'm still trying to check those personal boxes that maybe sometimes a male candidate don't think about.
Right. So sounds like she's prioritizing her home stuff or her mm-hmm. personal stuff over her professional stuff, mm-hmm. which, I mean, to each their own, you
right.
know, because yeah, there's reasons for everything, obviously. So
she was there before. It's a few years ago, it sounds like.
Right.
Then she kind of stopped that
right.
mindset.
Right.
And then today brought it back around for her.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, wow, it'd be interesting to follow her and
absolutely.
To see. Are you
yeah.
guys going to keep tabs on?
Oh,
I
yes.
would think you would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, Mary, anything else to add here? Because, I mean, again, this is a super hot topic in our industry right now, and I'm glad you guys are addressing it.
You know, I don't know. We're going to just keep digging into the numbers and the stats in mm-hmm. regards to some of this and bringing it to the topic of conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah.
Well, it's one that needs to be had everywhere we go these days. And it is, actually. I'm hearing it more and more, so that's a really good thing. So, good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Mary.
Thank you
so much. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work there, DDJ Myers.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
My pleasure.
Good job. Well
Thank
done.
You.
There she is, everybody. Mary Leonardi from DDJ Myers. Go check them out.